Hey there, welcome in. It's TCO Studios at Winter Park. Mike Wobshaw with a midweek treat. It's special teams coordinator Mike Prefer going to break down a couple of plays for us. We're used to seeing Cordarrelle Patterson change games as a returner coach, but he changed the game as a gunner against the Panthers on Sunday. It was a ton of fun to watch. Mm-hmm. What went into that?
Well, we've been working Cordarrelle at gunner periodically, and we were going to use him more at the beginning of the year, but remember, he got hurt in training camp. Mm-hmm. So we lost about a 3 or 4 week period where he wasn't getting those reps, and he's just been working back up. Ryan Ficken, my assistant, does a great job working with the gunners, and he's been working with them, and he's been getting better every week. He had a great week of practice last week, and I told Ryan, I said, we're going to put him in early in the game and see what he can do, and obviously he went out there and the thing with Cordarrelle, when he buys into something, he's phenomenal. And he's becoming a very mature young football player. He's come a long way, obviously, since his rookie year. And obviously, he's getting better as a kickoff returner, and I'm very pleased there. But, you know, the more he can contribute on the punt team, punt return, and reverse or fake reverse type of situation, you know, the better team we're going to be.
All right, well, let's take a look. We have two plays. Mm-hmm. The first one here, Cordarrelle is going to down the ball inside the five, help you guys flip the field position. So break it down for us.
Okay, like you said, Mike, this is a huge situation. We're at the minus 40. We talk about anytime we're in this area of the field, Jeff's not going to kick his Aussie, his end-over-end type punt. He's going to try to hit as far as he can because, you know, if we get a 60-yard punt, it's still a 40-yard net. So what we always tell our guys here, number one, they have to stay in bounds because if they're knocked out of bounds, they can't be the first to touch the ball. Mm-hmm. Okay, they know that rule. It's a great release by Cordarrelle right here. Now, this is, like you said before, Mike, this is a receiver release, okay? And all he's doing is he's threatening the corner here, which we call the corner, his leverage. And then he sees this guy dropping. And when we do that, we want to make sure that we use our speed and split him if we can. Now, this is very difficult to do with no experience. Now, this is his first play as a gunner. Ginn's going to come up and bluff the catch. Now, Cordarrelle doesn't know exactly where the ball is yet. He's going to bluff the catch here about the 11, 12-yard line. Okay, and he's allowed to block him if he doesn't give a fair catch signal by rule. All right, so there's no fair catch signal because if there is a fair catch signal, Cordarrelle's going to go around right now. Okay, you want to clear that?
Yep.
Thank you. All right, so there he realizes that it is a bluff, so he goes by him. Jeff's punt hits at the 9-yard line, and then he just reacts extremely well. And the hang time, you don't have the hang time on here, it was over 5 second hang time.
Wow.
Punt. So it was a phenomenal punt, a phenomenal release by Cordarrelle. Great job finding the football, knowing where he is on the field, and down on net the two.
Now, can you go back a little bit, like midway through the play?
Of course.
As Cordarrelle is coming down the field, you know, this cat right here has not seen Cordarrelle as a gunner and maybe underestimates the speed a little bit because Cordarrelle splits this double team, no problem.
Well, yeah, the funny part about it, if you get it packed far enough, this guy right now, see him? Mm-hmm. He's thinking it's a fake. He's never seen Cordarrelle out there. So right now they're thinking, oh, no. Mm-hmm. So he's trying to get a guy out there. They don't react probably the way he wants them to. And you're exactly right. Now, he's going to have his eyes on him just to make sure there is no fake. But like you said, Mike, with the speed that Cordarrelle has, he's going to split this pretty easily. And not only his speed, but his size. The guy going that fast, even if he's got a good angle on him, it's going to be difficult to block him.
And what did this lead to? The Panthers go 3 and out, and they have to punt on a long field.
Right.
Marcus Sherrill's punt return touchdown.
Right.
Vikings take the lead.
So what we have here, obviously, a lot of teams are going to go ahead and vice up Marcus Sherrill's because he's been our best gunner for the last 6 years. So they did a single press up top. Now 42 is going to try to cheat over right here to try to take away any inside type of release. But once again, you know, he makes this guy almost fall down, okay, and then a little bit of move right here and then back to the center. And like you said before, Mike, with his speed, he split him. Now this is another hard thing to do because right now Ted Ginn, he can give a late fair catch signal. Devin Hester was phenomenal at it and caused a lot of penalties with a quick late fair catch signal. The guy bumps into him, they get 15 yards. Mm-hmm. So not only do you have to give him an opportunity to catch the ball, fair catch or no fair catch, you also obviously have to avoid him if he does give a fair catch signal. So I was surprised, again, who's obviously, like you said, a very, very dangerous returner. I was surprised he didn't make a fair catch signal here. And Cordarrelle throttles down right here under control, okay, realizes right about as he catches the ball what he needs to do and made a great play. Because if he, you know, if you look at the rest of our coverage, they're doing a really nice job of holding us up. And then Cordarrelle's the guy because he wants to make a play here. And if he can make Cordarrelle miss, you know, he can go here wherever the return's set up.
Now, is Cordarrelle doing a good job of, I believe you would call it leverage, of staying on this side so
that's
if he
Let's
misses?
Go to the end zone.
Okay.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. That's a great point, Mike. So we always talk about kickoff and punt coverage, keeping leverage on the ball. We have our right side, the punt team coming down to keep their inside left shoulder on the ball. Left side's coming down to keep their right shoulder on the ball as they squeeze that returner. The gunners, although they have to keep leverage, are going to try to take a shot. And what we do mean by that is as he's catching the ball. If he goes here, Cordero will go here. If he goes here, Cordero goes there. Mm-hmm. So, yes, he is, go ahead. He is squeezing with leverage, we call it. But right now he's going to take a shot as he catches the ball. And it was a great punt again by Jeff Knight. We ran it outside the numbers, but this was, I think, a 4-9, almost a 5-0 hang time. And that enables the Gunners to have time to get down there, especially Cordero beating that single press.
You love coaching special teams?
Kind of. Yeah, I do. Yes.
Seems like you do.
Yeah, it's the greatest thing in the world.
And you guys are off to a good start. There you go. Midweek treat. Mike Prefer breaking down Cordero Patterson on special teams. He's a fun player to watch on kickoff returns, and now he's fun to watch as a Gunner.